You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about new leadership at the American Constitution Society. It's a progressive group active on judicial nominations and the justice system. In a little over 3 years, President Trump has nominated and won Senate confirmation for 192 federal judges. And by the end of the year, based on current trends, a quarter of federal judges will be the president's appointees. What do you think of the direction that President Trump has led the federal court system and the Supreme Court? What are your thoughts on how the federal courts interpret the Constitution? Are they doing a good job? We're at 800-642-1234. Russ Feingold was a U.S. Senator representing Wisconsin from 1993 until 2011. He is the new president of the American Constitution Society. Senator Feingold, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
It's good to be on again.
Well, before we get to the American Constitution Society, let's spend a moment on COVID-19. You were the U.S. Special Envoy to the Great Lakes region of Africa and the Democratic Republic of Congo from 2013 to 2015. And during that time, there was an Ebola outbreak in Congo. What did you learn from that about the best way to contain disease outbreaks?
Well, Lord knows I'm not an expert, but it is amazing if you think about both the HIV/AIDS virus and disease and the Ebola disease. Both of them really originated in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And in both cases, it related to connections with wild animals, particularly monkeys, and the role that bats play in interfacing with those animals, and the fact that people became exposed by people eating bush meat and so on. And this was how these horrific things apparently started. There's evidence that one of the possible causes of this problem in China was an animal that I was not even aware of called pangolin, which is something that is cooked and eaten from wild areas in China. And there is now an international ban on the sale of their scales and so on. So in all three cases, it appears that there is a connection between our getting closer to nature, some of these wild areas, not saying you should never do it, but that we don't necessarily understand the implications for human health with regard to it. So that's just one perspective. And having done this work in Africa and seeing this connection is not something I've heard people talking about. There is a connection between biodiversity and doing harm to biodiversity, as a group I'm working with called the Campaign for Nature is pointing out. There is a direct effect on human life. It's not just that certain species become extinct. It's that actually the interplay can be dangerous if it's not handled correctly. And I'm not a scientist, obviously, I'm not a doctor. It is possible that this relates to that kind of a situation as well.
Well, looking at Congress right now and the response to coronavirus, what can we learn from history as to how emergency legislation gets passed in Congress during a time of crisis?
Well, usually during the time that I was there, and although there were exceptions, when there was a catastrophe of some kind, usually after a hurricane or something, there was generally consensus and cooperation, and people put aside their partisan differences. Unfortunately, of course, this president thinks first about his own situation and then rather the national interest, but I think he's finally coming around to realizing that his own situation and the national interest might be linked. So there is some movement, but there are people apparently trying to even block the legislation that the president and the speaker agreed on. So that if there ever was a time to put aside the partisanship, it would seem to be now. It would almost seem to be insanity not to. So this is a real test of whether our system of government is going to work anymore. If people are crazy enough to play around with this virus for political reasons, there's a sense in which we've lost it.
We're talking with former U.S. Senator Russ Feingold. He is the new president of the American Constitution Society. You can join in with your questions about the work of the American Constitution Society at 800-642-1234. Senator Feingold, tell us about your new job as the head of this organization and what you intend to do.
Well, this is a major shift in topic. Challenging. Look, here's a big unseen sort of shrouded part of what's happening in this country with the rise of big money, corporate and personal interests trying to take over our government. You don't see this one as clearly as you do in the White House and Congress, and that's taking over the federal courts. Decades ago, very conservative, well-oiled interests came up with a plan to basically dominate the federal judiciary and to dominate our legal system, to turn it into a much different system in terms of the way in which the average person, a consumer, individual interfaces with the system. And their plan was, let's get a pipeline of as many possible very conservative young lawyers and get them ready to go on the courts at a young age, with, of course, the federal courts being life terms. So if you put somebody on the court at 35 or 40, there's a good chance that they'll be on there for 50 years. And that's exactly what these guys wanted to do.
And they're mostly guys, by the way.
Of course, they're mostly guys, and they're mostly white guys. And they're mostly people that have bought into what's called the Federalist Society's rather conservative and narrow agenda. So what happens is you have judges at the district level, the appellate level, and on the Supreme Court who take a very rigid view of the law. And that is almost always coming down in decisions that are for big corporations that not only might decide against the average person in court, but will maybe even deny them standing to bring a suit in court. In other words, to say you can't even be here, taking a very cramped and narrow view of the law. So, you know, people don't see this every day. It's a little more technical. But if people don't fight back, and this is what the American Constitution Society is all about, if we don't come back and say, wait a minute, we want fair-minded judges who will look at the case based on the parties and the facts in front of them. If we don't have that, our system of government is corrupted. And that is, in large part, what has happened by the capture of the courts by these very powerful interests. And it is a threat to every one of us. It's not just for the legal people that are involved in the legal system on a day-to-day basis. It's any time you interface with the court at a local level, if you're a small business, if you're somebody who's gone down to the police station for some reason, if you get arrested, whatever it is, if judges do not have a broad view that they are there to try to make the law work for the average citizen, then we have lost our way.
Well, let's take a call now. Yeah, let's take a call. Chris in Port Wing has a question. Hi, Chris.
Hi, and it's a pleasure to hear this very important subject. And thanks for being there, Senator Feingold. I wanted to ask if the senator felt that this was a very, very well-planned long-term effort, because I believe it started with the Obama administration's inability to seat judges due to the restraint put on by Mitch McConnell and the hard right leadership of the Senate. This has been going on for, you know, almost a decade now, and then the stacking and rapid deployment of these very hard right judges is something that's been an interesting plan to watch for a decade. And does he think that federal court term limits might be one remedy that the both sides could agree to?
Well, before we have former Senator Feingold respond to that, term limits, we have to pause right here. We're talking about the work of the American Constitution Society under its new president, former Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin. President Trump has made federal judgeship appointments at a rapid pace over the past 3 years. What do you think of the direction that President Trump has led the federal court system and the Supreme Court? Join in with your insights, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in a moment with more conversation with former Senator Feingold right here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at President Trump's efforts to reshape the federal judiciary. The president has appointed judges to the federal appeals courts at a record-setting pace. The American Constitution Society is trying to slow the trend. Have you been following who has been confirmed over the past several years? Has the U.S. court system become too politicized? And if so, how can the courts be protected from politicization? Join in 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Former U.S. Senator Russ Feingold is the new president of the American Constitution Society, and he stays with us. So let's go back to Chris and Port Wing's question. Yes. He wanted to talk about the evolution of ideology on the judicial system, where you see it coming in previous decades, and also the possibility of term limits.
Well, first let me say, what a delight to get a call from Port Wing. I miss it up there, and I'm determined to get there this summer. But this was a great question. He got right to the core of the issue. The truth is that the right's effort to take over the courts, and by the way, the ACS is going to not just try to slow this trend. It's going to try to reverse the trend of the right wing taking over the courts. But having said that, they actually started this movement basically 40 years ago. I don't know if people remember, but Judge Bork was nominated by Reagan to go on the United States Supreme Court. And people like Ted Kennedy and others made sure that he did not get confirmed for the Supreme Court because of his extreme ideology and views on a number of subjects. Well, a lot of people in the conservative right became very angry about that and said, look, we need to come up with a movement. And this was the creation of the so-called Federalist Society, which very gradually, and frankly, a lot of people were asleep at the switch on the progressive side, very gradually managed to do this sort of takeover. And so the caller is right that an opportunity to at least slow this trend was missed under the Obama administration. But I don't say it harshly because, look what President Obama was trying to do. He was dealing with an enormous financial collapse, you know, the kind of thing we might be experiencing now, as well as his desire to finally get health care for all Americans after 70 years of frustration. Unfortunately, though, the opportunity to fill those judgeships with at least reasonable, hopefully progressive judges, instead of just the very conservative ones that George Bush was putting on there, the opportunity was lost. And frankly, it wasn't a high priority under the Clinton administration either. So ACS will be strongly advocating, should a Democrat be elected president, that this is a very high priority, that the openings that are available be filled as soon as possible. Because it's been very unfair in which Donald Trump has been able to jam through all these appointments, many of which should have been filled by President Obama, but they were blocked. This is critical.
Are these societies, Federalist and American Constitution, are they making it more likely that our federal courts will become more politicized?
No, because I'm afraid that Federal Society might look that way, but the American Constitution Society is nonpartisan. It doesn't believe you have to be a Democrat. It doesn't believe that you have to have certain views on certain issues. It doesn't have a narrow set of things in order to be a member in good standing. What it wants is members on the judiciary who act like judges, who have a judicial temperament, who believe that every litigant that comes before the court has a right to a fair hearing on their law and their facts. And this group is an attempt to get us back to the kind of courts that I grew up believing in Wisconsin and even at the federal level. And it used to be that even if a Republican president appointed somebody to the Supreme Court, that didn't mean they'd follow a narrow line. Justice Brennan, one of the great progressive justices of all time, was appointed by a Republican president, President Eisenhower. We need to get back to that, where you don't know in advance what a justice or a judge is going to rule. That's what the American Constitution Society believes in, and I think our society depends on a fair and independent judiciary, and I'm afraid the right doesn't really believe in that. They want to make sure that the economic agenda of the very well-heeled comes first, and that's what's happening.
Let's take a call. Gary in Boscobel. Gary, hi.
Good morning. Thank you, Senator, for your service on this issue. I think it's very important. And I have a question. I've watched the Republican Party cater to the wealthy and cater to the corporations and try to reduce or get rid of things that are good for the public, get rid of environmental protection bills and cut Social Security and health care, if there was no resistance to the Republicans, the conservatives, if they could have their way and do anything they want, what in the world is their ultimate agenda? Is it to control and turn the general public back into serfs that work on the landscape just to benefit the wealthy? I try to figure out what they really want, and I can't come to any kind of a conclusion about that. Could you answer that?
Well, I'm not the expert on what makes them tick, but I can tell you what the pattern is. Whenever they see something that gets in the way of making money, they try to take it apart. And that's environmental regulation, whether it's the clean water laws. You know, if they see money, you know, the fact that there's a lot of money in the healthcare system, of course there is. Well, they want to keep that in the private sector, in the insurance area, in the education. Instead of supporting public education that has been so beneficial to so many of us in Wisconsin over the years, they want to go with private school choice. So it's like if there's money to be made, and if it can be kept by those who already have a lot of resources, that appears to be their highest priority. So, look, I'm sure they have other motives, but that's the pattern.
We're talking
that's the pattern that they have applied to the judges who are making these decisions now.
We're talking with former U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, who is the new president of the American Constitution Society, looking at federal judgeships and the trends over the decades with various presidents. You can join in 800-642-1234. Senator Feingold, I understand you're reviving the American Constitution Society. How many members do you have, and how do you find recruits?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm reviving it. I said what I'm going to try to do is enhance its good work. There are already 200 chapters in 200 law schools, student chapters across the country. So most of the law schools, including University of Wisconsin-Madison and Marquette University Law School, where I've taught, there are over 50 chapters of lawyers across the country, not in every state, but in many of the states. And there are a lot of other individuals that are part of the larger organization. So it's basically the only sort of grassroots organization of progressive lawyers in the country. It's unusual that way. And, you know, of course, it varies from year to year because based on, you know, which students sign up. You know, so that if you're in a student chapter, you're a member for 2 or 3 years, and then the question is whether you join the lawyer chapter later. But overall, it's a darn good network across the country that I hope to expand.
So it's like a farm
team.
Yeah, like kind of like a farm team for young lawyer recruits moving up through the ranks?
I think that's a good way to describe it, and it needs to be even better at that.
When you look at the work of the Federalist Society, are you finding some good judges who are part of the Federalist Society, or do you see extreme partisanship?
Look, I'm not going to say that everybody that's been a member of the Federalist Society is not a good judge. That's not true. But there is a tendency of people that have that connection to have a very narrow ideology that usually favors very wealthy interests. So. I have appeared at Federal Society events. They are often excellent events where they have people like me as well as conservatives. So in that sense, it's positive. On the other hand, it appears that if somebody runs across, sort of indicates a viewpoint that is not consistent with their very narrow ideology on certain issues, that they aren't considered in good favor. You know, President Trump said, give me a list to the Federal Society of people that should be federal judges, and I'll go along with it. So he handed over his constitutional responsibility to make his own judgment about who would be the best judges to a group that has a very strict and narrow conservative ideology, and I think that's wrong. I think the Constitution says the president should look at all the people in the country who might be appropriate to be on a court, and the Senate should advise and consent. It shouldn't be handed over to some private group and say, you give us the list and we'll follow it. That's what they've done.
Before we run out of time, you've been critical of William Barr's Justice Department and said that the rule of law is under attack in our country. How do you see it under attack?
Well, it's under attack in every way. Not only what we've just talked about in terms of twisting the federal judiciary to a very narrow conservative agenda for the next 40 or 50 years, but directly attacking the legitimacy of the Justice Department, the President of the United States interfering, and the Attorney General going along, interfering with professionals about what sentencing recommendations should be. The attitude they had about the impeachment trial, where the Justice Department and others refused to cooperate with the House that made legitimate requests for testimony. In fact, the pardon power, the abuse of the pardon power that the Attorney General supported, where the President of the United States gave a list of pardons to people that did not deserve pardons, who had one thing in common: they were very well-to-do or they were famous. So just about every legal institution we have is under attack. The norms that have made us all feel like this could be a fair process that we could all rely on are being gutted, not only by the president, who obviously is doing it, but by one of the worst attorney generals in the history of this country. So yes, the rule of law is under severe attack, and American Constitution Society is going to do everything it can to restore those aspects of the system and to make sure the American people realize what happens when these norms are destroyed.
Thank you for joining us.
It was a pleasure.
Former U.S. Senator Russ Feingold is the new president of the American Constitution Society. Coming up, more labs around the country are able to test for COVID-19, including the Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene. We talk with its assistant director of communicable diseases. What do you want to know about how testing is working right now? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll talk about it after this news update on the Ideas Network.